Yeah, it's great to have Mike on the show, but what we really wanted to have him talk about quite a bit was the new product, the new feature, Instant Replay.
Yeah, it definitely is, and kind of the easiest way to describe it is, you know, if you think about Coach's Eye, and like you said, getting that edge, a lot of the athletes and coaches that are using Coach's Eye is pretty much, you know, in practice, pre-game preparation, things like that. What Instant Replay adds is that in-game or in-event element of it. So, you know, you've done your preparation with Coach's Eye, and now you're able to, in the game, the game doesn't always go how you think it's going to, so being able to, again, compress that feedback loop, and with Instant Replay, you're talking about within seconds, having the video from the booth be down on the field, that's the type of thing that lets you see, you know, different formations. It lets you see how guys are lined up, and then make adjustments on the fly with that. So it's kind of where you go with the preparation and your typical Coach's Eye now is expanded to preparation and in game, and then you just come back and after the game, you review that game film and work on that preparation once again.
In the world of sports, this sounds to me a lot like game film. So I ask Mike, is this kind of a replacement or maybe a something that can piggyback on with game film as we know it in the world of sports?
It can be, and that's where, you know, it comes down to how the coaches and the programs are evolving. You know, we have people that are already using Instant Replay for purely an in-game solution to, you know, make better play calls and kind of predict what the other team's going to do to help with those decisions. But then it does have the ability to expand because the way it works is you're recording each clip so you can send it to the field or another location. So at the end of the game, what you're left with is basically a clip for every play in the game or a clip for every event that happened. You know, if you're in a different sport or you've got, like, let's say a track meet, you can record every event without being at every event. So it is something that can be a very powerful game film review system.
Quick break here as we're finishing up the show. The network here has a partnership with Amazon.com, and if you're doing any shopping here this fall or leading up to the holidays, you can go on to modernlifepodcastnetwork.com/Amazon, and that activates the affiliate link here for the network, and then just do all your shopping like you normally would do on Amazon, and it helps out the studio here. So a great partnership with Amazon. We all go on there and do our shopping and go to modernlifepodcastnetwork.com/Amazon. And it'll take care of that for you and help the studio. So back to Instant Replay. I asked Mike, how does this impact the world of recruiting, which is a huge business, big part of college athletics, or even scouting? How does that impact it?
It is a possibility, and we're, you know, one of the things we're looking at right now is being able to export or share out the videos in different ways, and whether that is to another system that maybe they use to share their recruiting films, or basically to take that video and whether they want to, you know, burn it onto a DVD in a traditional sense, or, you know, email the video over to the college or whoever they need to get it to, making that a possibility for them.
What about also the media as well, Mike? Could this real-time data or a video or information also go in the hands of the media that are maybe at a live sporting event where that this could be used in some of their coverage of the event?
Yeah, that is definitely a great way to use it. And if you think about, you know, and just thinking about football right now, but every school has a local, you know, newspaper or local source that's online, and they're posting stories about the game, and whether it's, you know, a recap that includes, hey, this this player had a 67-yard touchdown run. We hope to have it to the point where they could supplement that with video. There could also be a link or an embedded video that goes right with the story to make it engaging and to really show the people who weren't at the game kind of what, you know, what that looked like.
As we get ready to wrap up, I asked Mike kind of about the price points and what the costs are kind of looking at like right now.
Right now for instant replay, we're charging, we actually right now have a free access period where it's free for anyone to try out until September 30th. After that point, it's $500 a year for the subscription to the service. You also are looking at, you know, if you want to get a router to have a dedicated network to improve the speed and reliability of your video transfers, then there's a little additional cost with that. But you know, we feel it's very affordable for high school programs that are looking to, you know, kind of have that extra edge on the field and on Friday nights.
I asked Mike, how can people see more about Coach's Eye? Where can they go to learn about it? If they have questions, what's the best way to see answers or get a hold of somebody?
Yeah, probably the best way to take a look at everything Coach's Eye and Instant Replay have to offer is to go to coacheseye.com. On our website, you'll find not only information about the products, but you'll also find links to some of the great videos that some of our different coaches and athletes are making, as well as some great stories from them. So definitely go to coacheseye.com today. And one more reminder is that the instant replay free access period will go until September 30th. So try it out.
Great stuff from Mike on the Tech of Sports this week. It was great to have him on. And I just want to let everyone know as we wrap up here, go to coacheseye.com again for more information. And also check out modernlifepodcastnetwork.com for any other shows which may be of interest to you. And the great variety and all the great stuff on the website there at modernlifepodcastnetwork.com. That's it for this week. Thanks for listening. You've been listening to the Tech of Sports, a Modern Life Podcast Network production.